Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Police respond to 100 fireworks calls over July 4th weekend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette Police responded to 100 calls related to illegal fireworks use over the Independence Day weekend, highlighting ongoing challenges with enforcing the city's fireworks ban. According to Police Sergeant Jay Johnson, the calls came in between July 3rd and July 6th. Of those, 7 citations were issued. Under the city ordinance, officers must witness someone lighting fireworks in order to issue a citation. The city of Gillette has banned fireworks within the city limits since 1948. Violating the ordinance is a misdemeanor, carrying penalties that include up to $750 in fines, court fees, community service, or probation. At a recent city council meeting, former councilwoman Trish Simonson called for stricter enforcement, citing safety concerns and impacts on residents suffering from PTSD. She described her Ward 1 neighborhood as resembling a complex fireworks show during the holiday. Despite the volume of calls, Johnson said this year may have shown a slight improvement compared to previous years. Edible Prairie Project purchases land for Northeast Wyoming's first nonprofit farm. The Edible Prairie Project has taken a major step in the fight against food insecurity by purchasing over 41 acres of land just south of Gillette, paving the way for Northeast Wyoming's first nonprofit farm. In a press release from the Edible Prairie Project, they say the organization, which was founded in 2019, has been operating on just one borrowed acre. With the new property, EPP plans to grow vegetables, herbs, and fruits while adding greenhouses and high tunnels to extend the growing season. Executive Director Aaron Galloway says the farm will be more than just a food source. Plans include a project center with classrooms, a commercial kitchen, and wash and pack facilities for food education and community programming. According to Feeding America, the need is urgent. They reported 13% of Campbell County residents faced food insecurity in 2023. This new farm will allow EPP to expand programs like veggie baskets and kids' weekend food bags, with hopes of eventually offering produce year-round. The nonprofit is now calling on the community to support the build-out during Wyo Gives on July 16th, helping fund critical infrastructure like water, power, and fencing. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.